strange. The president isn't the only super stable genius. Here's Steve Gruber.
Women seem wicked when you're unwanted.
Streets are uneven when you're down. Thank you, Jim. Greatly appreciate that, Jim. Run along. All right. Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Glad to have you here. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Drop us a line. Of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and all those magical social media sites that are, you know, soon to be controlled by the government. Well, that's the threat anyhow. My next guest here, Dan Perkins, registered investment advisor, more than 40 years of experience. And Dan, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to have you here. You know, I look at, and I've been asking this question for a period, what is the objection to what's going on in America right now? Is it that the stock market's, you know, hot and keeps staying hot? Is it that unemployment is at 3.9%? Is it that GDP is soaring? I mean, what is the objection in America today with this administration when it comes to the economy? And quite honestly, I don't know. I see the Democrats saying, we need to get rid of this tax cut. And I'm thinking, good luck with that. Right? I mean, this economy took off on the 22nd of December, and it has not looked back. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely correct. And what's going on here is that the left is unwilling, including the news media, to accept or even report that things are positive for the first time in a long time in the United States. What's interesting to me is the polling data shows that the American people are, the left would say, are out of touch with us, when in reality, the left is out of touch with the reality of the American people. I was just in Columbus, Ohio, celebrating my 50th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Columbus is a part of Ohio, which is a classic blue state. And most of the family members and relatives that were there for our anniversary are born and raised there, and they're union people. And they universally said, and these were some of these people who even voted for Barack Obama, some of these people are saying, hey, this is crazy. The Democratic Party of today is not my Democratic Party. I don't believe in open borders and free this and free that. And so the media and the Republicans are at odds with each other because the Republicans, I think, have the heartbeat of the American people, whereas the Democratic Party isn't even close.
So how is it then that the popular wisdom out there is that the Democrats, and I don't disagree with this, the Democrats are going to pick up some seats here in the midterm elections in the United States House. In the Senate, I believe Republicans stand to pick up 4 to 6 seats. I've had that number locked in for a while. I believe that's right, 4 to 6 seats in the U.S. Senate because of tough races for the Democrats in places like West Virginia and Indiana and elsewhere. But why is it then that the Democrats stand to pick up seats in the U.S. House? Do people want to pay more taxes? Do they want an economy that's stagnant? Do they want nuclear missiles flying by from Korea? What is it that they want that they're not getting?
Well, see, I have to not that you're saying that you're repeating what you've heard. I think that's a falsehood. I don't believe that the Republicans are going to lose seats in the House. I think it's the other way around. I believe that the Republicans are going to win more seats in the House because the Democratic agenda does nothing to appeal to even their own base. I mean, they want to take back the crumbs. They want to impeach Trump. Is that it? That's all they've got?
That's what they've got. That's all I've heard.
And so you tell me. I've written about this several times. If the Republicans have only one strategy for the midterm election, it should be this strategy, and that is when you walk into that voting booth in November, ask yourself this question. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, vote Republican. If you aren't, vote Democrat.
Period.
That's simple. Doesn't have to be anything more complicated than that. Because Rasmussen did a poll, and they did a different poll. They asked people, what are you concerned about? And global warming and the Russian collusion didn't even make 1%. It's an asterisk. The two most important issues to the American people, 82% of the time, are immigration and jobs. That's it. Those are the things. And so we have a clear definition. The Democrats want to have open borders, let anybody come in, get rid of ICE, get rid of Homeland Security, and take the tax bill back and build bigger government. And it's easy for people to understand why the Democrats are, are going to lose ground in the House, and they're going to, those same pundits, Steve, who were sitting at the desk on election night 2016, crying and wondering how is it possible that Hillary lost, are going to be sitting at those same desks in November and are going to be asking the same question.
Let me ask you this,
Dan.
How is
it possible?
This is important.
The blue wave didn't happen, and we're going to lose more House seats.
I get that, but here's the important question: what if Donald Trump follows a prescription to shut down the government because he doesn't want to sign another $1.3 trillion spending bill? Which I agree with him, by the way. But how would that play out? Because that will happen in September. How will that play out in the midterm elections?
I think that there's an awful lot of people, millions upon millions, all of his supporters will agree with him. And I think there are other people who say it's time to do something about this government out of control. So I don't think it'll hurt the Republicans at all. It'll help the Republicans, and it'll give them an opportunity to say to people, here's the choice. Do you want to continue to spend more than we've got, go deeper and deeper in debt, or do you want to act as responsible adults? I think the evidence in the past has shown when there's been a Republican shutdown, the voters did not turn out the Republicans from the polls. So I think that plus what you're going to see is Donald Trump continue to campaign across the country in the same style he did when he was running for president, because he sees this midterm election as an opportunity for the American people to reaffirm their selection of him for president of the United States.
I think you're right in many respects. I still think that there's some changes in places like New York and elsewhere where the Democrats will pick up some seats. Maybe I'm wrong, Dan, but I see them picking up seats in places that are vulnerable. You must see that as well. The changes in the way the districts were done in Pennsylvania, for example, will benefit Democrats.
Yeah, but I also go back to your New York question. Cortez, the darling of the Democratic Party, she endorsed a bunch of candidates.
They all lost.
They all lost. None of them. And you saw, I know this is going to sound crazy, but the supposed Republican, James Comey, said 3 weeks ago that you need to vote Democrat in the midterm election. And then a week later, after Cortez won and she brought out all of her socialist ideas, he came out and said, but don't vote for a socialist. So
yeah, what's the difference? I'm saying, what's the difference? It's not a rhetorical question anymore. What's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat? And the answer is, I don't know if you can see light through that crack or not. Dan, I got to leave it right there. I greatly appreciate it, my friend, as always.
Thank you for having me.
There you have it. Dan Perkins, registered investment advisor, 40 years of experience. He's out there in the front lines. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Good friends of the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.